I was broke and cold and had nowhere else to go. The only thing I had left was my pride, which prevented me from trying to reach my brother by phone or finding my way back to the only people who ever really knew me. Sometime in the middle of the long, restless night, a kindly middle-aged white man laid his hand on my shoulder. "Come on, young lady," he said. "Let's get you to someplace warm and get you something to eat." The price he asked in return seemed little, considering the cold, rainy night behind me. I left his hotel with $50 in my hand. Thus began a long and somewhat profitable career in prostitution. After working all night, I would drink to forget what I had to do to pay the rent until the sunrise brought sleep. The weeks passed. I started stealing and robbed a gas station and a liquor store. I made very few friends. I had learned to trust no one. One night around 8 o'clock, a car pulled up to the curb just as I had settled myself, half-drunk, against the wall of a building. I figured I had met my companion for the evening. We made the appropriate conversation to confirm the deal, and I got into the car. Suddenly, I felt a deafening blow to my temple. I was knocked senseless. In a desolate area across town, I was pulled from the car, pistol-whipped, and left to die in the mud with rain falling softly upon me. I came to in a hospital room with bars on the windows. I spent 7 weeks there, having repeated surgeries and barely recognizing my surroundings each time I woke up. Finally, when I was able to walk around a little, a policewoman came and I was taken to county jail. It was my third arrest in 2 years.